Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. Looks like we have a great amount of callers tonight. And it's another weekend, and we're going to be having a lot of callers calling in regarding love and money and health, whatever it is that you would like me to look into the crystal ball tonight. We're going to be doing some psychic readings with the crystal ball. I also use what they call story cube readings. I also look at the dice. I'm also going to be doing some channeling here pretty soon coming up on my show on the typewriter. So we do various different things. Sometimes we use oracle cards, sometimes the runes. But tonight we're just going to be using the crystal ball, just a normal night. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to be doing the probably the typewriter, or I'm going to be channeling through a spirit doll, which is going to be kind of interesting if anybody would like to channel through the spirit doll. I also use somewhat like a mannequin doll, but I speak with it and I channel through the spirit of the doll. I'm learning how to do that as well. Just learning new different gifts on how to connect with other tools, and I use that along with my psychic ability through my mediumship skills. I'm also clairvoyant and medium, and a mediumship person. And I've been doing this since I was the age of 16, so it's been. So tonight looks like we do have a lot of callers, so we're going to start out with from the 510 area. Please state your name and where you're calling from and your question, please, so we can go down the list. Looks like we do have a lot of callers, so if you have any questions, feel free to write down your questions so we can go down the list. We don't miss out anybody. From the 510 area, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good.
My name is Tasha, caller from California.
How can we help you tonight?
I want to know if you can tell me intuitive or through the crystal ball will I see Sean this weekend or this month, or will it be the month of April?
Lee Sean, you said?
No, his name is Sean Dale. Will I see him this month in March, or will I see him in April? Like, if I'll see him like tomorrow.
I see you seeing him in April.
Okay.
Is he kind of a busy person? Because I see him as a real busy person, and does he travel?
Yeah, he is a busy person, and he does travel. Do he think about me as much as I think about him?
I'm sorry?
Do he think about me as much as I think about him, even though he's busy?
Yes, he does think of you quite often. What's your name, by the way?
Tasha.
Oh, okay. Yes, he does think of you very often. His guides are coming in through pretty strong, actually. I see a male and a female guide with him, and they always stand in back of him. Matter of fact, he had somebody just recently just passed away. They're telling me it's somebody he had, dear friend of his, just passed away.
Is the other person his mother?
Yes. Was it his mother?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because basically what I'm seeing is that his mother, she's trying to keep him out of harm's way, is what it is. He's been kind of a bad boy lately.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's been telling me. And she's trying to keep him out of harm's way. But see, he's the type of person that likes to live on the edge.
Okay.
But his mother's kind of there to kind of guide him, make the right decisions, the right choices. She watches him on the other side. She does come through the veil very strong. And I just want to mention this. Now, this may not be accurate or may be accurate, but I had a dream. Two nights ago, I think that her spirit came to me.
Okay.
And I think she was trying to make contact with me. And don't let this freak you out, but my guides are telling me that you were meant to call in and that she was trying to make contact with me. I saw her in my hallway, actually, in my apartment. And if it's the right person that I'm thinking of, she wears a dress. And she's kind of dark skinned, but she hides behind people.
Okay.
And she was kind of hiding her face. Yes, she has. She's very strong. She does come through the veil very strong through portals. She does find portals.
But is she trying
through.
To communicate with me as well?
Yes.
Okay.
She does travel through dreams a lot.
Okay.
Now, are you kind of psychic yourself? Because I feel like you're psychic.
Yeah.
I feel like you're very psychic. You're very, you have a lot of medium skills.
Yeah. So we will see each other a lot in April. Will he be through with being in harm's way by then?
Yes.
Okay.
So he needs to be watched over very, very close. She's watching him very close. Her spirit, when she came to me, it was like, okay, let me just tell you what happened.
Okay.
In the dream, when she came through, she was trying to stop him from being shot and killed.
Oh, no.
Because he was trying to... launder money. He was giving money to some people for something. And he thought that he was making some kind of deal, but in the end, he got shot and killed. He got shot in the chest.
Oh. And this is the one that does the painting, right?
Yeah.
Because he does painting.
Tito's pain. And the mother was trying to push him back. But, and that's funny you said paint, because I was just going to bring this up. They're showing me paint, and they're showing me paint brushes.
Yeah.
But he was painting this wall in my dream.
Okay.
He set the paint down, and basically he was shot, and the spirit, the mother, was pushing him back. Now, when I woke up the next morning, I looked in my hallway, and there was people painting on my walls. They're painting the whole building, actually. And she was coming through, believe it or not. She was watching the guys paint. So this is all synchronicity going back to him. This is what spirit is trying to show me. Okay. It's crazy that you bring up paint, because that's exactly what they're doing to my apartment right now. They're painting.
Because he's an artist. So he does drawing and painting.
Oh, there you go. That's what they're trying to show me. They're trying to show me the spirit coming through. His mother.
Okay.
She wears a dress,
too. Is she going to be the one to bring us together?
Because she's trying to keep him out of harm's way from being killed.
Okay. So does she have any messages for me or any advice for me for the meantime?
Well, she wants you to not give up on him, to be patient, to be a guide, to help him into the light, and to watch over him and protect him.
Okay.
To make the right decisions, the right choice. He's been going down a really rough road lately.
He's in the midst of going through a divorce and all that.
Yes.
And trying to support his kids that he has.
He's very depressed.
Okay.
To the point where he just doesn't know where to turn. He doesn't know how to, you know, how he's going to support himself, how he's going to support his kids, how he's going to handle divorce. Just, he has a lot on his plate right now. But I don't know why his mother came to me. Maybe because you were meant to tell me about her, and my guides wanted to verify that. That she was coming through.
Something just told me I guess she was telling me to call into your show. Because I scroll on Blog Talk to see if you was just specifically just to see if you was on, and I just called you.
Yes. And I was one to deliver the message. So there you have it. She's definitely coming through, and she will keep coming through until he gets the message. So he has to know for her spirit to be set free. That's when I'm really getting really strong. And I don't normally get these premonitions really strong, but this is important for you to know.
Okay.
If not,
so we will see each other like April. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I asked if somebody close to him die, when he said his mother. Getting ill.
And she passed away on May 5th.
Yeah. That's just recent, not too long.
No, this is like a couple years ago. It should be like 2 years ago, when it happened.
Yeah, she has some unfinished business. She wants him to be very safe, be very careful, but, you know, she wants him protected, is what I'm getting. Very protective mother over him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And maybe she knew that I could see, maybe she knew that was the stronger connection, because you were supposed to meant to call in tonight to get this message, so.
Yeah. So I should just pray for him?
Yes, definitely pray for him, definitely.
Okay.
Because his life is in danger.
Okay. At least he's going to make it out of this.
Yes, he will make it out, but he has to be very, very, very careful. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, he has to be careful. That's all I can tell you.
Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a blessed night. And please keep me updated. My email is pathfinder255@gmail.com. And if you don't keep me updated, I'm sure his mother will. But as long as you keep in contact with me,
I'm going to get a pen and write that down.
As long as you keep in contact with me, his mother will not, you know, keep coming back like she is. She can be set free.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is it again? Your email?
Pathfinder255@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the next caller from the 856 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How can we help you tonight?
I would like to know what you see for me with work and, you know, maybe switching jobs or companies.
With work, let's see. Are you currently working right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, I could be wrong, but are you thinking about the medical field?
No. Well, I guess you could say I do. I have worked in hospitals before, but I'm not a medical clinician or anything like that.
Because something to do with medical coming up around you.
Okay.
And you said you're looking for work, so maybe that's something that your guides want you to go back into.
Okay. Are they telling you any details about when or where, township, anything, how far away?
I don't know, but I do know that it's not far from you, and I do know that it's going to be in a hospital.
Hmm. Okay.
I see you being out of the office in a hospital or something.
Are they telling you when this is going to happen?
I see you having a lot of sick patients, a lot of sick people. Whatever that means.
What are they saying? What are they saying?
They're telling me that you're going to be around a lot of sick people and heal people. You're going to be around the hospitals. You're going to be helping people. Patients.
Are they talking about Reiki or something like that?
It could be Reiki. I do see healing. All right, did you get into Reiki recently?
Well, I've kind of taken a breather from it. I'm not sure it was the right path for me.
Well, I do see that you bounce around a lot to find, you know, what you connect with, and you have not decided yet what you resonate with. But I do see your guides telling you to head in more of that direction, more of the medical, the healing aspect. I just keep seeing you working in some kind of facility, like a hospital of some type. I also see you not at your job very long. And I see you staying where you're at right now, but it's not going to be a very long-term thing. It's like your guides have put you in all different types of directions is kind of what I'm getting. And you have not yet connected with the one. But when you connect with the one, you're going to feel more content and you're going to be more into your passion, what you feel. And it's important that you go, you know, into the field of your passion. That's kind of what I'm picking up. And that's where the healing is going to begin with the kind of work that you're going to be doing.
Okay. So when I do, when I leave the job, it will be of my own making. I'll be the one to quit and move on.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be good. All right.
I also see that you're having trouble with somebody at your job. Are you having trouble with the supervisor or somebody?
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Is it a woman?
Yes.
So I'm feeling her energy, and I really don't like her.
Are you picking up what her issue is with me?
She's a troublemaker. Be careful of her.
Yeah, I know.
I
just don't understand why she's taking it into her head to dislike me.
She's an impatient person. Like, she's also the type of person that don't train very well, and she doesn't have patience. And if she trains you and you mess up, then she takes it out on you. She has a bad day. She's very straightforward. She only thinks about money when it comes to money. Business is what I'm getting, business. She's just a mean person. She's not happy in life. And in a past life, you two kind of bonked heads together. She takes it on you because in a past life she didn't like you. I don't know why. But there's only certain individuals that will not like you no matter what you do, no matter what you say, they will not like you, even if you try to perfect it, even if you, you know, you feel like you did a good job. And they turn around and say, no, you didn't do a good job. It's just because of past life. They didn't like you for some reason. I've had people do that to me too.
Well, when I'm, do you have any idea time frame wise when you see me moving on?
I'm starting in April.
Okay, well, I'm getting a house in May, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen because I can't switch jobs.
I was just going to say that you're going to get a house. I didn't want to mention about the house, just the fact that it puts you under more stress, under more pressure, you get more anxiety about things. And so the reason why I didn't bring that up is because they want you to focus on what you're going to be doing to manifest this quicker. Because it could be quicker than April, but I do see around April, probably about middle of the 1st of April, I do see things changing for you.
You see things changing for me. Will that mean that I have another job to go to?
Yeah, you'll have it lined up. Yep.
Okay. Wow. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you are heading in the right direction, by the way. Just keep the faith, and by April, you will have your job. You will have your job, and you will have your house, and you will be able to afford it, and you will be making the kind of money that you want to make, and you will be living your passion. And that is the most important thing for you to focus on right now. And to not let this lady, crumble your dreams, because this lady is bad news and you do need to get away from her because she is draining your energy. And if I were you, I would carry around some smoky quartz crystal when you're around her and watch how fast that she'll turn away from your energy, because she won't know how to handle that vibration around you. So.
Okay. Smoky quartz crystal.
Mm-hmm. Smoky quartz or rose quartz. Get a rose quartz necklace or something.
Or you said smoky quartz or what other quartz?
smoky quartz and rose quartz.
Rose quartz. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful night. And please keep in contact. Call in my show and keep me updated.
Okay, I will. Thank you. I appreciate mm-hmm. the reading.
You too. God bless and have a good night. Let's go to the next caller from the 828 area. You're on the air.
Hey, Adrian.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing great. We're just doing some psychic readings. I don't know if you heard the last caller. We did some readings on her. We're really connecting tonight. And we do have a long list of callers. So let's get to it. Let's go to the next caller from the 347 area. You're on the air with me and Sharon. 347, you're on the air.
Maybe they have you muted. I don't know.
They must have me muted. Let's go to the next one from the 478.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Patricia,
478, is that from Georgia?
Yes.
You're on the show with me and Sharon. How can we help you?
I want to look into my relationship with Ricky to see if it's going to progress the way that I want it to.
With who?
Ricky.
Ricky?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and tune in to Ricky. Hold on a minute. Now, tonight we're just using the crystal ball.
Okay.
So I do get flashes and images of visions and things like that. Okay, let's see, Ricky. You said
Ricky.
His name is Ricky, right? Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky.
Yeah.
Does it help you connect better, Adrian, when you have her name?
Patricia?
Sometimes it does, yeah. I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? This may not make a whole lot of sense, but what I see about Ricky is that Ricky is kind of childlike. Like he's...
Immature.
He's not fully mature. What I'm seeing is that he's living out his childhood right now, kind of bouncing around, not really knowing what he wants. He has a very sweet soul. He's very open. His personality is very funny. He's very nice. He's smiling at me right now. It's like he's smiling. I like his energy. I think that you two are going to be doing a lot together. He's very active. He's kind of a home buddy. He's very laid back. And do you know if he's kind of in, is he a fireman?
No, he's not.
Not a fireman?
No.
Do you know anybody around him that's a fireman?
I think his older brother is.
Okay. Maybe I'm seeing his brother. Well, if that's the case, then he's not getting along with his brother right now. He's fighting with his brother. His brother's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're giving me a message about his brother getting caught in the fire. It's a horrible myth. It's a horrible vision. I'm seeing him burning in fire.
Wow.
Wow.
So maybe she needs to give Ricky that message so Ricky can warn his brother.
Yeah. He needs to be warned.
Wow.
If not, he's going to be at his funeral. I see him standing at a funeral. And I don't know what this means, but it could be his brother. So it's telling him to be careful. He's been fighting with his brother. He's been fighting with his family. He is a very good material relationship. He is a golden egg. He's very, he knows what he wants, but he's flaky. He's wishy-washy. So he has to get his head on his shoulders straight. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay.
And this is why I met you. To slow him down, okay? Make him grow up.
Okay.
Now, as far as your relationship goes, I do see it working out. I see you as a guide, as a role, playing a guide. But you're going to guide him in a good direction. As far as his brother, Warren, his brother, to be careful in going into a home, because I do see, like, carbon monoxide, I do see fire and smoke.
Okay.
And that's why I'm bringing up the fire truck, because I've seen a fire truck and sirens and stuff like that. It's like they're showing me all kinds of images in the crystal ball. So.
Okay.
But the answer to your question, yes, I do. I do see you guys working out fine.
Okay. It's but I know
right
he
now
he has to grow up because he's immature. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that will change in the time. His inner child will grow. He just needs inner child growth.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much.
Any blessings?
You're welcome. And if this means anything to you, I do see you getting married.
To him?
I don't know if it's to him, but I do see you getting married. I see that somebody put in a ring. I can't see their face, though.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Is that soon or later down the in the future?
Later down the future.
Okay. Okay.
Possibly
I've been wanting
after,
that.
Possibly after April, sometime after April.
Of this year or next year?
This year.
Okay. All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 312 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
312, you're on the air.
They sound like they were doing dishes. So I guess move on to the next.
Let's go to the 856 area. You're on the air. Eight, five, six.
They must be vacuuming.
I guess they are using the bathroom or something.
Something.
856, you're on the air.
Well, we have another one.
Hello, it's Karen calling from Chicago.
Hello, Karen. Welcome.
Hello.
You're on the show of me and Sharon.
Hi. I'm wondering if you see any short-term work projects for me. I just finished some last week, and I applied for some long-term projects, but I'm wondering if you see any new work coming up, because I've done a lot of work this week putting it out there.
Okay. Can you repeat that again? Short-term what?
Projects.
Any short-term work projects or any work coming up
projects.
For me? Yeah.
What kind of work do you do?
Administrative, but sometimes I do some marketing projects too.
Okay.
So do you work for yourself?
I'm sorry?
Do you work for yourself?
Yes. Like sometimes they'll call me and then I'll do a project for them and then they'll pay me at the end of the project. But I am also looking for a long term too as well.
matter of fact, I do see you working on some projects.
Oh, okay.
Now, are you working on some kind of design of some sort?
Not that I know of. I don't have anything scheduled right now.
Okay. Now, I do see you working on some kind of design,
okay.
And I see you putting projects together. And I do see a lot of people involved. Do you ever do any kind of group meetings or anything like that?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I just did one yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, like focus groups
okay.
and stuff. Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I see you doing.
Okay.
And,
do you know how long it'll be?
How long will the project be?
Or when will they call me?
Yeah. They just keep telling me next weekend.
Oh, okay.
The next weekend sometime. Where they just
Adrian,
my ear.
Do you get that this is a short project or a long-term project? That's with the design.
This will be short term.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And that's what you're looking at, right? Short term.
Well,
yes.
She'd like to know also if you see any long term projects coming as well.
I see doing mostly short term, but I do see a long term coming up, but not for a while.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's just because God's been preparing you for the long term.
Oh. Okay.
Do you work with a black guy?
Sometimes one calls me. This one guy, he calls me to come in.
Yeah, I see a black guy talking to you. Kind of a bigger guy.
I've never seen
he's
him.
Kind of,
I only talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, he's kind of a bigger guy. I see him calling you, telling you about a long-term project coming up.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that's at the end of the month or next month?
The beginning of next month.
Oh, okay.
So not too long.
Okay. I'll definitely call you back and let you know.
Yeah, definitely call and let us know what happens.
I will.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you. And it looks like we're the radio show, and that's the end of the callers. Let's see if we can find another caller here. 856 area. Let's see if we can bring them on here.
Maybe they're still vacuuming.
Looks like they... Okay, so...